We're learning the Hilchot Tshuva Rambam. We're in the first Halacha, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Often Aleph Aleph takes a lot more time than any of the other ones going forward. Yesterday we talked about how the mitzvah of Tshuva is, the Rambam writes that the mitzvah seems to be Chayav Leitvadot, you have to say Vidui. But how could that be? The mitzvah should be Tshuva. We talked about the difference between the Kiyuma mitzvah and the Maaseh mitzvah, that the essence of the Tshuva is getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't legislate that. You can't give a detailed how to do that. The way to do that is through vidui. Vidui through tshuva, through the actions. That's not the focus, but that's practically how we do it. Just like tefillah, the focus is avodah shebalev, but there are practical ways to do it. Just like kriyat shema, it's kabbalat ol malchut shemaim, which is a precise thing to do. In the mitzvah, the focus isn't to say the words. The focus of kriyat shema is ol malchut shemaim. So too with tshuva, the focus isn't the vidui, but the focus is developing that relationship that kadosh baruch hu. Now, that said, the Rambam tells you, how do you do vidui? So he said, okay. So vidui to mitzvah, they say, kitzad mitvadeh, the Rambam writes, Omer, and to us this is very familiar because we follow the Rambam. Omer, ana Hashem, chatat yavit yifashati lefanecha, ve'asiti kach ve'kach, ve'are nichamti uvosti b'ma'asai, u'le'olam eini chozer ledavar ze. Ana Hashem, please Hashem, chatat yavit yifashati lefanecha, I sinned in front of you, achet avon and pesha, the Gemara tries to figure out what the differences are, and I did such and such, I can specify what I did. I regret and I'm embarrassed, and I won't do it again. Now we take that for granted. We say, Hashem, it's our text. So where does that come from? Where did the Rambam actually get this from? The Rambam gets it from a Mishnah in Masechet Yuma that refers to the Kohen Gadol. We know that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, he does a number of korbanot. He does a korban on behalf of himself and his family. He brings a korban on behalf of Shevet Levi. And then he brings a korban on behalf of Am Yisrael. On each korban, he says vidui. And the Mishnah tells you. The Mishnah says specifically, V'kach haya omer. And we say this. In the Seder HaAvodah of Yom HaKippurim, in the Musaf of Chazarat Hashatz, we say this part over. The order is a little bit different. Ani uveiti, me and my family, this is the first vidui. Ana Hashem kaper na la'avonot ve'lepshaim ve'lechatayim she'aviti ve'shepashati lefanecha. Ani uveiti, Hashem, please forgive me and my family for the avirot that we did. Kakadu v'drod Moshe Avdecha, ki v'yom hazeh kaper alechem et eretchem mikol chatotichem, lifnei Hashem titaru. And it's at that point the Mishnah is going to tell us, when they would hear him say, "Lifnei Hashem titaru," he didn't say Hashem. He also didn't say Adonai. He said the full extended Shema Meforash. Shayu shomim et Hashem Meforash yotzei mipi kohen gadol v'kedusha v'tahara. That's when they would bow down on the ground. There's four times that they did it: three viduyim plus one more instance. That's where the Rambam gets it from.
Why is it in the singular chatati?
This is in a singular, but then also because he's included. Yeah, okay. But when he talks about Am Yisrael, he talks in the plural. Okay, good question. The Mishnah, though, mentions this only with regard to the Kohen Gadol. The Rambam extends this to every single person. He says, oh, when every single person does vidui, the Kohen Gadol's model is a model for everyone. Now, we're familiar with this. So then to get a very interesting question. He says, you know, if you think about it, chatati, aviti, pashati, I got it. That's an important part of the vidui. And the Mishnah, the Gemara says, oh, yeah? How do you know? How do you know you're supposed to say this word? How do you know you're supposed to say that word? What's a chet? What's an avon? What's a pesha? The next page in the Gemara, on Lamed Vav Amud Bet in Yuma, talks about what they are, what order, which is worse, machloket, in the Gemara, what to say. And then the Gemara says, okay, that's helpful for chatati, aviti, pashati. What about the beginning? Ana Hashem, minayin sheba'ana. How do you know you're supposed to wear Anna? How do you know you're supposed to wear Hashem? How do you know you're supposed to say Kaperna? How do you know? It's all learned out from Sukkim. And so if you think about the words, it makes a lot of sense. Anna Hashem Kaperna. So what does that mean? Anna Hashem, please Hashem, Kaperna, please forgive. That's a Hebrew sentence. It makes a lot of sense. Anna Hashem Kaperna. That's the final line of the vidui. Anna Hashem Kaperna, please Hashem forgive. What's the first line of the vidui? Ana Hashem, chatati aviti pashati lefanecha. What does that mean? Ana Hashem, please Hashem, I sinned in front of you. That's not a sentence. Please Hashem chatati aviti pashati. Please Hashem something chatati aviti pashati. What exactly is the point of that? What is the Mishnah driving at? The Rambam quotes it. It's not just the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippurim. It's us. The Rambam writes, that's our vidui all the time. What does it mean? Anna Hashem, please Hashem, I sinned. Please Hashem what? It's not a full sentence. The Mefarshim explained, Rabbi Soloveitchik develops this idea. He says, based on what we talked about, actually yesterday, that tshuva is not something that we're entitled to. If you think about it for a moment, tshuva makes no sense. Tshuva means, I did something, Hashem. There should be a consequence to it, but I'm asking you to intervene and say no. But I did it already. We did it. There's a consequence. Tshuva doesn't make logical sense. The ability to do tshuva is not something we should expect. There's no reason that Hashem should forgive us. He owes us nothing. I did something wrong. I deserve a punishment. Maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. It doesn't change it. It's a tremendous chesed that he does with us, that he allows us to do tshuva. You know, if someone does tshuva expecting Hashem to forgive, so that's not real tshuva. You do tshuva because you want to get close to Hashem, and hopefully he appreciates that and whatever that means, and he says, okay, fine. But there's no expectation. Meaning we say, kedalim uchorashim, dafaknu delatecha. We've heard that yesterday, sure. What do you mean, dafaknu delatecha? Kedalim uchorashim, dafaknu delatecha. We're knocking on the door. We're recognizing we're outside. The gates are closed. We recognize that we're outside. We need a knock on the gate. We don't even have access. We don't have access. The assumption that we have access is itself gava. He owes it to me to listen? Chatati aviti pasati lefanecha. He owes me nothing. I did something terrible. I did all of these things, and I'm going to say them. And we're going to list them in detail them. And the Rambam says, v'asidi kach v'kach, meaning, I know what I did. I'm not going to, you know, I should specify. I should be careful. Should be, you know, each person should mention. Now, that list can go on and on, which is why some of these are inclusive. Fine, beseder. But what does that mean? Kedalimu charashim dafaknu zelatecha, apoteach yedlet dofkei b'tshuva, we're knocking on the door, because we realize we want to get in, but we don't expect him to do so. So that's what Ana Hashem means. Ana Hashem, please let me stand in front of you. Let me take this opportunity. Listen to what I have to say. Let me in, please. We always start with vidui with Ana Hashem. Vidui always has Ana Hashem. Why? It's not a sentence. It's not Ana Hashem chatati, please Hashem I sinned. It's Ana Hashem, open the door. Ana Hashem, let me have a standing. Ana Hashem, please, I recognize that I did the wrong thing and you really have no, you really owe me nothing to listen to me right now. But please, Hashem, I need to talk to you for a second. To be Ana Hashem, pause for a moment. It's a moment for us to reflect on the fact that I'm about to tell Hashem all the terrible things I did and there's absolutely no expectation of a response. I'm hopeful. So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara learns out Ana and Hashem from Psukim. It's not common, like, the Psukim to prove that that's how you have to say it. But why? It's not Ana Hashem Kaper, it's not a sentence. We always start with Ana Hashem, because when we start Vidui, we're trying to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're knocking on the door. Please open up the door. Please listen to my Vidui, because hopefully, that's the ticket in. But we have to recognize that when we do that, we're standing outside. Elul is the time where we're still standing outside, we're knocking on the door, hoping that we'll get in. It's an important thing to recognize. Whenever we say vidui, we start with Ana Hashem, not just during Elul, because we have to remember he doesn't owe us anything. He doesn't owe us anything. Hopefully he opens the door. Sometimes he doesn't. But we ask Ana Hashem to listen because we want that to happen. We want that conclusion, and it's not always guaranteed. Okay, we'll pause here.